You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll do that. Our question of the night, folks. You're just going to have to imagine the music plays. And we have that really cool intro music. But tonight's night-like question of the night in honor of Labor Day. What was your worst job ever? Pardon me. What was your worst job ever? We've all had them. Whether they're messy, soul-killing, boring, low pay, whatever it is, what was your worst job ever? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let me know, and you can text us on the app, too. Hey, do we have a winner for the contest
last week? That I am not sure of yet.
Okay.
But I have the mouse bag. Do you want me to play it?
Do it, man. Let's hear it.
Okay. Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Well, I'll say it again.
There you go.
In honor of Labor Day, what was your worst job ever? Some languages just sound so cool. Jesus, pregunta. Nothing I've ever said in my life sounds as cool as that.
And that's not, I think that's the...
It's like Portuguese or something?
That's Google Translate who says it, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so. I might have pulled one from Google Translate, but I think there were actual people saying the word question. But what is your worst job ever? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or text us on the app. If you don't have the Civic Media app, you really should. It's a very easy to use mechanism that you can take with you wherever you go and get Civic Media at all hours of the day, even when your car is in bad radio territory. Or you can drop us a stream comment. I'm really curious to know what people's least favorite jobs were or worst jobs ever. I'll go first. Garbage man. I was a garbage man, and I've talked about this a little bit before on the show, how I was given a summer job at 19. It was after my freshman year in college. I went back up to Marinette. And the city engineer hired me and this girl named Lori to measure the streets of Marinette. And it's a job that was supposed to take 3 months or the better part of the summer. And I'll just tell you, folks, we were go-getters. I was bound and determined to show the city of Marinette what a hard worker I was. Got through the whole gig in 3 weeks, and they didn't know what to do with us. So they put me on a garbage truck.
Now that makes you wish you'd took your time, huh?
I should have slacked. That's what hard work gets you. Listen, if you own your own business, work your butt off. If you don't own your own business, if you have a regular gig, just do what you have to do. I mean, honestly, you're working at McDonald's in the kitchen or working the grill like I also did in high school. Where's that going to go? Well, maybe you become crew chief. Maybe you end up opening your own McDonald's. I'm not saying there aren't avenues to great success at these jobs. But in my case, I was trying to show everybody what a hard worker I was, and I ended up smelling bad meat and bad milk in the blistering hot sun. And it's horrible. That was my worst job ever. Then I worked a factory job. That wasn't great either. It was overnights. I think that was the next year. But garbage man, I would have to say, is mine. What's yours, Ken?
Cleaning a bar after a Saturday on a Sunday morning.
Ooh.
For $20.
$20 to clean the whole bar? Oh, God. Isn't it terrible the way they take advantage of people that don't know?
My parents are on vacation right now. I wish they could text in. But my dad made me go to that to get an extra $20. And it was a bar that he's a food salesman. So he brought food to them and stuff like that. It was so disgusting. It was so gross.
Just give me a hint of the kind of, puke, condoms, what are you talking about?
Let me just say this. It's a dive bar in the outskirts of Kewaskum.
Okay.
I think that should
Not one of the more trendier spots downtown.
I think that should answer it right there.
What's the worst? What's the worst thing you...
Definitely people not flushing.
So you had to clean the bathrooms and the bar for $20. How long did it take you?
It took a decent amount of Sunday.
Wow.
And it was
$20.
It was a two-sided bar, too. So in the back, they had people would play darts and all that stuff. They had a bunch of popcorn machines. So you really had to clean.
And it's a dive bar. I mean,
you get in there and it just smells like, beer. Just disgusting. It's just like, I'm like, Dad, why'd you make me do this? He's like, you need money.
You need an extra $20.
I think he wanted me to get a different job. I think that's what he was trying to get me to do. He's all like, right. He needs to get out of the house.
What is this picture of you I saw on Facebook? Is this your, are we Facebook friends? I've never seen this picture before, Conrad. It's you at a microphone.
Yeah.
Let me look at that. We gotta find something out here. I need to know. Are we Facebook friends? This is kind of weird. I've never seen that picture before. Do me a favor. Look this up. Find out. We gotta rectify this. There's no reason we should not be Facebook friends.
Yeah,
Conrad.
Well,
it's high time. It's been almost 2 years. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dan Davies is here at 720, Northeast Wisconsin-based actor, producer, writer, and Ty Williams from Milwaukee Film will be here at 635 to talk about the legendary Michael Schultz and an award named in his honor that will go out in just about a couple weeks here to a recipient in Milwaukee at the Oriental Theater. Our question of the night is, what was the worst job you ever worked? Yesterday was Labor Day. Give me all the straight dope. I want to hear about your worst jobs. 855-752-4842. We will read your texts and play a very funny clip when we come back. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. It is a pseudo Monday here at Nightlight, meaning Tuesday after our amazing holiday yesterday, Labor Day weekend. Kids are back to school. Wisconsin summer is winding down. Still got beautiful weather out there, folks. And it is the perfect night to sit inside and listen to the radio because we are talking about all the things in life that make us happy. Movies, TV, comedy, sports, music. We've got it all. Hey, are you concerned at all about your guy Micah Parsons' back?
No.
Really?
No, it's not. It's like, it's a minor injury.
Yeah, but it's the back.
You just want to say something because you're a Bears fan.
No, I will say this. I was slightly more okay with the fact that the Bears didn't go after him knowing he had a back issue. And I'm sure it's treatable, but it would have been, here's what would have happened. If the Bears would have gotten him, the back issue would have been a major issue and he never would have played a game. Because that's our history. Do we have a phone call?
Yes, we do.
Who do we have?
Ollie from the North Woods.
Ollie, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. Listening to you guys always makes me happy.
Well, thank you for listening.
I have to tell you, my absolute worst job I ever had, and I've had some pretty bad jobs over the years, but my worst was hoeing thistles in a farmer's field.
Hoeing thistles in a farmer's field. Well, now, why? What made that so bad, Ollie? Was it just backbreaking work?
Oh, my God. I didn't get gloves.
Man.
I was an army brat, so never worked on a farm in my life, and it was horrid. I had blisters that had blisters.
Oh, no.
And I probably made it a week at the most, and that was enough for me.
Well, a week is pretty bad. I mean, that's a bad job. What did you make?
I can't even honestly remember. I was trying to remember. I had one job in Florida at some oyster house, and I made 50 cents an hour for that job. And I thought at that time I had the world by the tail. Can you imagine that?
The ignorance of youth. There's nothing wrong with
that,
Ollie.
That's right.
Thank you very much for the call. You have a great night, Ollie.
You guys too. Bye-bye.
We'll do. That's great because I didn't know what I always kind of know what a thistle is, but I just Googled it. And I didn't know this, but it's part of the Daisy family, Conrad.
Oh, look at that. I did not.
So now you know. So Ollie, that's Ollie's worst job. Worked in a, I want to say a thistle patch because of Winnie the Pooh, but it was pulling thistle with her bare hands. Dave on the stream says, making boxes at the meat plant. Oh, man. I'd rather make boxes, I think, at the meat plant than work with the meat. Seriously.
Like, I used to work with chicken when I worked in a deli, and that was disgusting to me just doing that.
Yeah, can chicken imagine can smell doing, bad.
Well, yeah, because you had, like, in a deli, you get just bags of blood and chicken in it. And then you have to dump all the blood out.
And gizzards and stuff like that.
And then, yeah, cut it up. And it was gross.
Well, here's the thing. Dave actually says that was my favorite job for a summer. Loved it. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, making boxes doesn't sound horrible. Then he says, we might have worked together. It was summer of 86. I actually worked with Dave's brother on the garbage truck. And I don't know how I didn't put that together. So I think it's your brother, Dave, or maybe your cousin, but I think it's your brother, Jeff. Jeff and I worked on the back of the garbage truck. So Dave obviously might have done that kind of work too. We're both proud garbage men. John from Madison, he's in the 608, says, baling hay at age 16. Deep respect for farmers. Well said, John. Look at this. All these people called because we were down. What was happening? Did we get that fixed? Obviously. Okay. Conrad got the tools out and went to town.
Yep.
Jim from Appleton, he's in the 920, says, worst job ever, waiting tables at a high-end restaurant. Most of the people that can afford to go there are lousy tippers. $1.50 an hour for trying to please the unpleasable. That's horrible. Yeah, I don't know. Why is it? It seems like sometimes like really rich people are the worst tippers.
I don't know.
I don't get that. All right. I was talking about this. I just saw your picture again here, Conrad. I'm looking for you on Facebook. We're going to do this on the air. I don't think this has ever been done on radio, in radio before. But Conrad, the producer of Nightlight, and me, the show's host, are about to become Facebook friends on the air. That is if Conrad accepts my invitation.
We'll see.
All right. Hold on a second. I gotta do a search here. I thought we didn't use, what was your old picture? Maybe you have a new profile or something. I thought we were friends. All right, here we go. Add friend. Click. We have a lot of friends, Conrad. We have a lot of mutual friends. I don't like most of them, but I think this is going to work out. All right, I just sent Conrad the friend request. Awaiting approval here. We can talk about other stuff.
Well, you know. We're,
did it come through
might,
yet?
Yeah, we might have to wait for a while.
Okay.
Just because I don't know who this is.
Just think
we might
it
have
over.
To do a background check.
Do a background check and then accept it or you're fired. How's that sound? I don't think I have the capability to fire you.
I don't know.
You and I, you know what we could do? If we ever have a disagreement, we should do like a thumb war or leg wrestle. You ever leg wrestle another dude?
I haven't leg wrestled someone.
You've never leg wrestled someone?
I've thumb wrestled people.
Yeah.
Arm wrestled.
It's not as much athleticism.
And full on wrestled.
I don't want to do that. I would get hurt. Most of my days now are just trying to avoid injury. Carla from Baraboo, she's in the 608, says, hi, Conrad and Pete, Aunt Carla and Grandma Krieger. She says, cleaning gas station bathrooms. Her father owned one. That might be worse than a garbage man.
Yeah, that's that. Every time you go into one, it's like you have to do your own cleaning first.
No one respects bathroom. No. I'm not touching the handle. I'm not touching the flusher. You don't even want to touch the sink. Like faucets, because they're probably coated with, well, you know.
You just keep putting your hands in soap and then, you know.
Yeah, exactly. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about a legendary film director from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and a new award named in his honor by Milwaukee Film. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. We didn't get your bumper sticker. You saw a funny bumper sticker today.
Yeah, and you said you wanted it.
I do, because there's too many people like that in the world. What did it say? Tell people what it said, Conrad.
It said, don't be a dick.
Can we say that on the air?
Yeah, I think so.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because you could say like a private dick, like a gumshoe. And that maybe that's what the bumper sticker means. They're not telling you that like in a phallic sense necessarily.
Well, it was, I don't, every time I see a bumper, I got to send it to you.
Yeah, I love them. I immediately get defensive because I think they're talking to me.
Yeah, it's.
And I beep. And then I'm like, oh, wait, maybe that's more of a general. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to welcome our first guest of the night. It's my pleasure to welcome from the programming team, and he programs Milwaukee's Black Lens. He's Milwaukee's Black Lens programmer for Milwaukee Film. We've had Milwaukee Film people on, and they are great guests, and they do an absolutely amazing job in the arena of cinema in our state's largest city. Joining me now is Mr. Ty Williams. Ty, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure.
The pleasure is all ours, and I'm excited. You've got some really cool stuff coming up. How are you, first of all? You having a good night?
I'm having a great night. I'm doing pretty well just off the Labor Day day. This is my first year where I didn't work, so feeling very good, okay. Very giddy about that.
That's fantastic. Yeah,
just excited to be here to talk about movies with you.
So how did you end up at Milwaukee Film? What's your background? Like, do you have a filmmaking background, or were you a film student, or just a fan of movies?
Yeah, I was a film student over at UWM. I moved here from the Bay Area of California in 2016, and then finished out my film degree in 2020. And after that, during my time as a film student, I worked at the Union Cinema as well as a manager, and then kind of walked over to the Oriental Theater and said, please give me a job here. And it worked. So here I am 6 years later.
So what was your opinion of, and I'm just asking because the Oriental Theater is one of my favorite theaters anywhere in the world. You're a kid from the West Coast. You come here, you go to school, and you see the Oriental Theater. What were your thoughts when you first laid eyes on it or set foot in the lobby?
Yeah, it's such a beautiful venue that it really is overwhelming. We have a similar theater that's a historical called the Fox Theater, I believe, in Oakland.
Right.
And so when I first walked in, I kind of had similar vibes to that. But I think what makes the Oriental Theater so different is the amount of community with people that you see going to films every day. So many regulars, so many people who are willing to partake in discussion. And I feel like that was something that was kind of lost when I was in the West Coast, was that people went to go see movies, but I didn't feel the enthusiasm. But here in Milwaukee and at Oriental Theater, just Milwaukee Film in general, you can really feel the passion for everything we do.
You know, it's interesting. And since you said that, I'm going to ask you, I haven't seen, and I'm not tied into every city in the world or anything like that, but is there an organization like Milwaukee Film, like let's say in Oakland or Minneapolis or wherever that you've seen, or is that kind of unique to Milwaukee? It's a great organization.
Well, I wouldn't say it's unique just because of the sense that art house theaters do exist across the nation. So I'm sure that the Fox Theater in Oakland has something similar. I'm not certain how exactly it would run. I know the Music Box is the one that's closer to us that people kind of talk about in reference to the Oriental Theater. They say those two theaters are very similar to each other as far as like programming and just the general vibes of being in a place for art and being around a lot of people who are there for the art. So I don't say that to knock other places, but sure. It's something that's very palpable when you walk into the Oriental that you can kind of feel it.
I'm just amazed, like at Milwaukee Film, at all the events, and that's, I guess, what I was getting at more so than a particular theater, but just all the events they have. It's really, it's impressive. You know, they've done such a great job building a film community. There already was one there, but building and enhancing the film community in Milwaukee is just pretty amazing.
Yeah, I totally agree.
All right, so let's jump in, Ty. You're here to discuss some of the upcoming events. I love that. I just found this out recently. Dan Schaefer, a great Milwaukee guy, was on my show recently. We were talking about the TV show The Wire. And Dan mentioned Michael Schultz. I had seen his movies. I did not know he was from Milwaukee. Tell us a little bit about this legendary director who, as it turns out, is a native Wisconsin son.
Yeah, so I, as my programming duties entail, was sort of looking for different Black iconic directors and films that we could show. Have a very big inclination towards the film The Last Dragon. I think that film's great. It's just kind of a really good 80s vibe. But upon doing research, we kind of looked up and just kind of saw that, yeah, this guy is from Milwaukee, born in, I don't want to say raised, but, you know, definitely born in Milwaukee. And has made so many different films as well as worked on so many TV shows that you wouldn't have guessed. And so I think we kind of just wanted to, at the very least, say, hey, you know, you represent Milwaukee as a city. We need to give you your flowers. and this is our attempt to do that, which is also why we're naming the award after him as well, to kind of honor his legacy. And yeah, just shed a light on the few works that we have, the three films, Last Dragon, Car Wash, and Cooley High. But he has so many films and TV shows that he's worked on, but he seems to be like a beast of a director, and we just really want to highlight that and give him some love.
It's so great because I remember when I was a kid, it was probably the 80s by the time I saw it, Car Wash, you got Richard Pryor and George Carlin in the same movie. And I had totally forgotten about that. And I was just like, I just thought that was so cool. And Cooley High was kind of a coming of age fun movie too.
Yeah, they all have something special about them. Cooley High is pretty fun. Car Wash is also interesting to show now that we're talking about AI and just automation in general, and that film being very much about, hey, these workers doing things by hand and not submitting to the whims of the automated car wash. So yeah, like it's kind of cool how his works are also a little timeless like that.
What was his reaction? What was Michael Schultz's reaction when, if you know, when he found out that you guys were naming this cool award, what is to be an annual award, as I understand it, after him?
Yeah, I don't know specifically because I was not the one who brought it to him. I didn't bring the full proposal to him personally, so I didn't get to get his reaction. But I know that we were very much like hoping and just saying, please, 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 we want to do this so bad. Please say yes. So I'm hoping that he said yes through enthusiasm, but it's either that or we broke him down enough and said, please, let us honor you.
A yes is a yes. It's a win. that's great. All right. So tell us how you're going to honor. I love this. You're showing three of his films, all at the Oriental, I believe. Yes. Talk about those screenings a little bit.
Yeah. So starting on September 12th, we will have a pre-show happy hour at Von Trier. That'll start at 6:30, and that'll be in preparation for our screening of The Last Dragon. And then the next day on the 13th, we will have his two other films. We'll start with the screening of Car Wash, and that'll follow with a Q&A with Michael Schultz. And that will be taking place September 13th at 3 p.m. And then after that film, we will also have the award ceremony and another Q&A. Then we will get into the screening of Cooley High. So yeah, two Q&As, one award ceremony, and a happy hour if you would like to join.
He will be talked out after that weekend for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
He is also, my guest, by the way, is Ty Williams. He is one of the programmers at Milwaukee Film, and we are talking about director Michael Schultz, who was born in Milwaukee, and Milwaukee Film just revealed they're naming an award after him, an annual award after him, and Michael Schultz will be in town to show some of his films. Also, I want to take this time to say that Dan Davies is not on the show tonight at 7:20. I made a mistake. Greg Vadney from the Roar West Museum is here at 7:20 tonight. Dan is on tomorrow. So if Greg was in his car and turned around listening to the radio, Greg, still please come into the studio. And Dan, do not scramble to your car and race to Green Bay. You're on tomorrow night. So my bad. We have a few more minutes with our new pal, Ty Williams. Ty, I didn't know this either. This is kind of a cool thing. Michael Schultz was the first African-American director nominated for Cannes Film Festival Awards. How is that possible?
Yeah, I mean, you would think with so many great Black films out there that he wouldn't be the first, but he was. He was the first for Car Wash, I believe, in, I'm blanking on the date, but yeah, he was nominated
75,
for
I think,
a Palme
d'Or. Yeah, that's so cool. And I didn't know this either. He helped launch the careers of Denzel Washington and Samuel Jackson, and has worked many times with Richard Pryor. I didn't know that. I need to catch up on some of his material. And he was also inducted into the Black Filmmakers Hall of Fame in 1991, which is a cool thing too. Do we know who is going to accept this award or who has been nominated for the first Michael Schultz Award?
If you're talking about the year preceding this one, then I don't believe we have that all scheduled out yet, but we just kind of wanted to focus on kickstarting this first annual one and getting people out there. And also just sort of, you know, like you were just saying, he's got a lot of cool fun facts to him. And I feel like a lot of people don't know about this guy who does hail from Milwaukee. So this is also just to shine a light on him in general.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm a film guy and I was kind of like surprised, but I also thought it was really cool. It's fun to find stuff out like that. I would like to throw Conrad's name into contention for the Michael Schultz Award. Now, he's never directed a film. Oh, yeah. He's not in the movie business, Ty,
at
but
all.
Give him a look.
I will do that. I'll absolutely do that.
See, Ty doesn't know me that well. He has no idea if I'm kidding or if I'm being absolutely serious. But I think
I did a short film for you know, for my geometry class.
Okay.
No, geography class. And
you might want to get the subject down before we nominate.
Yeah, geography in like I think ninth grade. So okay, you can take a look at that.
Sweet. We'll do that. All right. So what else do you guys have coming up, Ty, at Milwaukee Film? You got some other cool events coming up too. It looks like a short film festival.
Yeah. So we've got the Dialogues Documentary Festival coming up, and that's going to be from September 18th through the 21st. I, as well as the other programmers on the team at Milwaukee Film, all helped out to pick the films for the documentary festival. So there'll be a lot of different films ranging from lots of different tastes. I feel like it's a festival that has something for everyone. And me speaking as someone who doesn't typically watch documentaries, there are a lot of documentaries in this catalog that are very engaging and things that you kind of get wrapped up in after just only 5 minutes. Like, there's so many engaging stories in the catalog is kind of what I'm just trying to stress here, that
yeah,
have a pretty good list of films this year.
That's cool. All right. And then you've got the Shorts Festival coming up this weekend, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, I believe so. Let me get the actual program pulled up, but yeah.
September 5th through the 7th at the Avalon. I've never been to the Avalon.
Oh, well, then that is not us then. I thought I had missed a little event, but no, the Avalon is separate from Milwaukee Film, I believe.
Oh, it is. So you guys have nothing to do with the Milwaukee Short Film Festival? I swear I got an email.
No, we're
Robin.
Doing Dialogues Documentary Festival.
So what I'm hearing from you is you don't feel like promoting someone else's film events.
I mean, while we're here, hey, I'm sure the Shorts Festival is also pretty cool. But yeah, I'm here for Dialogues.
How do you, are you guys already looking at films for next year's Milwaukee Film Festival that takes place in April? Like, how much of a full-time, year-round gig is that? And are you involved in that?
Yeah, so yes to both. I would say that it's less strenuous right now as far as looking for the next year's Milwaukee Film Festival, but I believe we have open submissions, so people are submitting things that we can take a look at and consider, but a lot of programming for the film festival is just so many different moving parts that you can't really, you know, it does take the full year is what I'm trying to say, and yeah. Yes, I do have a hand in that as well as the other programmers on the team.
All right, Ty Williams is here from the Milwaukee Film from Milwaukee Film. We will have a couple more minutes with Ty after this very short break. I'm going to ask Ty what he's watching, what good movies you've seen recently, Ty, and who your favorite directors are. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Welcome back. Great to have you with me tonight at Nightlight, folks. I'm Pete Schwabba, Conrad Krieger, working the board. Our question of the night is, what is the worst job you've ever had? We're doing this to celebrate. We all have Labor Day hangover, and Labor Day celebrates labor. So let us know the worst job you've ever had. I said a garbage man. Conrad had to clean a bar top to bottom for $20. How old were you?
I believe I was 17, something around there.
God, just old enough to be taken advantage of.
I can't remember if this was like my senior year, if it was like my first year in college. Having Either trouble way. To remember because I was, you know, I got really drunk when I was cleaning the bar.
That's the only way to get through it. Either way, you were taken advantage of. Greg Vadney will be here at 7:20 talking about the Rar West Museum and Sputnik Fest, which is just around the corner. Greg's always fun. He'll be here in the studio. Let us know what the worst job you ever worked was. And right now we are going to get back to our current guest, Ty Williams. Ty is one of the programmers at Milwaukee Film and is the Milwaukee Film's Black Lens programmer. And we were just talking about this cool award named after Michael Schultz, who is a director who was born in Milwaukee. He is coming back to screen some of his films at the Oriental Theater September 13th, 12th and 13th. Three of his films, The Last Dragon, Car Wash, and Cooley High. Michael is also a prolific TV director. He directed shows like Picket Fences, Chicago Hope, Ally McBeal, Blackish, and Everwood. So a very accomplished director, and it's kind of cool. It's going to be a fun event, Ty. Ty, what do you watch? Like, when you're not working for Milwaukee Film, what do you watch on TV?
Yeah, so funny that you mentioned The Wire earlier, because after this, I'm going to actually watch The Wire with my roommate. We're doing a run-through for the first time.
No way.
Yeah. So we're on season 4 now, and it's been making me feel lots of feelings that are very intense.
So a lot of people, Ty, say that is maybe the best TV show ever. I would say if I've heard one TV show more than the others, it's The Wire that people say is the best show of all time. What are your thoughts on that so far?
Honestly, I totally get it. I had watched The Sopranos a few months before this, and I had told my dad just like, oh, hey, I'm watching The Sopranos. You've probably watched this, right? And he just said, don't talk to me about that show until you've seen The Wire. And so now that I'm going through The Wire, I'm like, okay, I get it. This show really is worth the praise that it gets all the time.
It's so great. So you just finished the season where Bunny was able to consolidate all the drug use and they were handing out free. Yeah. Oh my God. That's that's my probably my favorite season. And then they play that Solomon Burke song to wrap it all up, and McNulty's walking down the street back in uniform, I think. Yeah. Is that season 3? Yep. Oh, so great. Well, I'd be really curious to hear when you're all done with it. You'll have to come back on and tell us what your thoughts were overall.
Yeah, absolutely.
So who are your favorite directors? You're obviously a movie fan. Do you have influences or people that you like to watch?
Yeah, I like a lot of provocateur filmmakers. So my favorite guy of all time is Gaspar Noé. He is known as like the very edgy guy who makes movies about taboo subjects. His most popular film, I would say, Enter the Void, is kind of a POV about his take on what happens after you die. Just you kind of floating aimlessly as a ghost through the city and experiencing other people's lives that you're connected to, but as a specter. Very interesting stuff that you can only find through his work. So I would, I can't praise him enough. Gaspar Noé, that's my favorite guy.
Wow, that's a pretty obscure. I that's the first time somebody has mentioned his name on this show. So good for you. You obviously know your know your movies. Did you see anything this summer, Ty, that grabbed you over maybe a trip to the theater or at home?
Yeah, I was really, really excited for Weapons, and I'm glad that that movie held up. I think that's a really fun horror comedy, more of a comedy than I thought it would be. But yeah, that was definitely my movie of the year so far, and I'm glad that I got to experience it this summer.
Very creepy.
Perfect moment.
Yeah. Did you see Barbarian?
Yes, I saw Barbarian. I love the first half of Barbarian. I'm not too keen on the second half, but it is a great movie.
Yeah. That's interesting. I actually loved it when they brought in Justin Long, and all of a sudden you were like, is this the same movie or did they splice two separate films together? it was that different and weird. The director is just great. Zach Kreggers is just great.
Yeah, Zach Kreggers.
Very cool. And finally, are you binge watching anything you could recommend? Any TV shows?
Yeah. So The Wire, and also for anyone who has Netflix out there and enjoys a bit of anime, I started watching this show called Hajime no Ippo, or fighting or something like that, but it's a boxing anime, and it really motivates me to actually get active and, you know, persevere and do things, get up and do things. So as we get into fall and it starts getting colder, I would recommend that show if you want to keep motivation.
Ty, I will just say I admire your desire to be active, but here at Nightlight every night we celebrate the couch potato and the true art form of TV watching. So don't feel bad if you don't get off the couch and train, but if you do, good for you. Great meeting you, buddy. Have a great night, and thanks. Best of luck with the event, and keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right. That's Ty Williams. Check out really anything Milwaukee Film does. If you're in the Milwaukee area, that's great. If you're not too far away, they put on the Milwaukee Film Festival every year, and they do great events throughout the year. Definitely worth a look. And I have not seen Car Wash in ages, but I remember watching it and just loving it. When I was a kid, I loved Richard Pryor. I loved George Carlin. And these two guys together in a movie, and, you know, great music. It's all good stuff. And it might inspire you to want to wash cars. You ever? That's a pretty bad job, Conrad.
I've never washed cars besides my own, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if you want to do that. You're better off here at Nightlight. All right, we are just about to break for intermission, folks, and we will be back for Act Two. Greg Vadney is coming up at 7:20 from the Rahr West Museum in Manitowoc. He's going to tell us all about Sputnik Fest, and we'll get into a little alien talk, and who knows, Greg might end up getting his picture taken through the window. We'll just see how that goes. This is Peach Wabbit and Nightlight. Our question of the night, by the way, what is the worst job you ever had? We're going to read your texts right after intermission when we come back. Don't go anywhere, folks. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.